I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, it's Sandra and Anita from She and Her, and we are experimenting with our first ever remote recording in the era of coronavirus, COVID pandemic. And we wanted to do a little something during this time. We miss seeing each other in person, and if you're like us, you're probably feeling a little lonely and in need of some connection and some good stories. And we thought one thing we could do during this time is catch up with some of our favorite guests from the past on the show.
That's right. Yeah, we've been kind of brainstorming ways to use the show as a way to enhance our lives and our community connection right now, because we're both starting to go a little stir crazy and really craving connection with friends and community. And we thought this would be a great time to check in with people who we've met through the show over the years. So we're kind of thinking about this as COVID-19 check-ins, WTF is going on in the world through the perspectives of many people that we love. So we are diving into that today.
So our first COVID-19 special guest reappearance is our friend Crosby, who came on this show many moons ago. And I believe the title of her episode on She and Her was called Family Secrets. She shared her personal story of discovering a family secret that basically involved her dad and a several year long financial issue between the two of them. So it was a really powerful episode. Crosby has since gone on to move to New York, and she finds herself right now back in North Carolina. So we're just going to bring her in right now. Crosby, what the hell is going on? Tell us. Tell us what's going on with you?
Hey, y'all. Well, thank you so much for having me back on. It's always such an honor. Love you both so dearly. It's interesting. When y'all asked me to talk, I didn't even think of the connection to my dad's story and then the reason that I'm home. But my dad actually passed away at the end of February. And so I was home for a couple weeks then, or just for a week. And then his memorial was scheduled for later, so I went back to New York, and then his memorial was scheduled for March 21st. I came home a week before March 21st because things started to get weird in New York for a memorial that actually never happened. So it's interesting, you know, that I'm back home because of him and because of COVID as well, but mainly the big reason that I came home was for his memorial that didn't end up happening. So,
and for our listeners who may not have heard that episode, would you kind of surmise what you talked about the last time you were on the show?
Sure. So when I was on She and Her last, I talked about how when I was about to graduate college, I found out that my dad had been stealing money from me for about 4 to 5 years of my life, right under my nose. I had no idea. And so Sandra and Anita were just asking me about, you know, how it landed on me, about my process of grief and how I was dealing with it. Since then, there's, you know, obviously grief and betrayal and loss like that is a whole process. But my dad got very sick. And so for the past couple, like 2 years, his health has been severely declining. So just been dealing with that and, you know, processing his death that did end up happening. So that's what's been going on. And I moved to New York. I have a job at a great startup company called 15-5 and had the opportunity to move to New York last October, so October of 2019. So I just moved to Brooklyn in October, and I'm back home in Harnett County now in rural North Carolina.
Wow. That is, you've been through like a series of major adjustments in like the past, 2 months? That's so many life events at once.
Definitely. Yeah. It's definitely been one of the wildest years of my life, for sure. Yeah, last year I dealt with the passing of a really close friend of mine, and then my dog died, and then I got the opportunity to move to New York, and I was like, you know what? Yes, my friend died, my dog died, I'm going to move to Brooklyn. And got there, felt really at home there, and kept getting pulled back for my dad's death, honestly, or his declining health, and you know, just to see my family too, but it's definitely feels like a bait and switch situation, selfishly, I'll say, because I still have a lot to be grateful for.
So what did hearing about COVID, like what was your first kind of reaction when this story began to go down? Like, what was it like being in New York at that time?
You know, I was thinking about this the other day. My Spotify in November sent out free Google Homes to premium users. And I was like, I don't know. I was just broke in New York, and I was like, that sounds like a deal. So I signed up to get a free Google Home. And one of the things I love about it is in the morning, you say, good morning, Google. And it tells you like all the news. And so that's how I wake up in the morning. Or I say, I think it's like good morning or whatever. Anyways, I guess when COVID first started in Wuhan in China, it was around December, and I was just starting to use this feature. And every single morning was about COVID. And I was like, you know, it hadn't really impacted me yet. And I was like, damn, there must be some kind of other news out there. Like, isn't there something else I can hear about? But, it, you know, it was just kind of foreign to me at the time. So, you know, and I work in my office is in Soho in Chinatown, like right beside Chinatown in Little Italy. And it's generally a very busy area. And slowly I started to see more masks, less people. Things just started to feel different. I remember a coworker of mine was in town for work, and she stayed with me, and we went to the office on a Monday morning. And I was like, Tanisha, this is weird. Like, this feels so different. This, I can't remember when it was. It was right before I came home, so probably like February 20-something. And I just said, this seems like a ghost town, because it's usually hustling and bustling. And then that day I went home for my dad's – he died that week.
Wow.
And, but, yeah, I think my initial reaction was just hearing about it and then just slowly seeing more and more masks, less and less people.
Are you happy that you got out of New York when you did?
I am torn about that. Like, I'm really grateful, considering it's the epicenter and over half of the people, total people that have died in the United States have died in New York. So in that sense, 100%, like, it feels, you know, my dad was such a letdown. And this is so interesting to me, because I'm like, I feel kind of like he brought me home. Maybe this was like the only thing he could do in the time. I don't even know, whatever y'all believe about the universe and the way things happen. But so, yeah, I'm really grateful to be back. I think in the a little over 3 weeks that I've been home, I think last week it started to hit me like very selfishly. Like, well, first of all, I paid rent in my New York apartment that I'm not in, and that hurt my feelings. But, you know, I just started to think, I was like, you know, I've worked so hard to be there, and I want to be there. And I, as someone who's very intentional about building a community, like, I have built one there. And I've got friends there that I really miss, that, like, part of me wishes I was there just going through it with them. So while I'm grateful to be here with my family, you know, my sister works in hospitality in a restaurant, so she doesn't have a job. My mom is a teacher's assistant, also working from home. So I'm grateful to be here, and I know they're grateful for my presence too, and just, you know, my contribution. But yeah, I'm a little bit torn. And like I said, it feels very selfish and privileged of me to say, but it's like, you know, I did bust my ass to get there, and I kind of want to be there roughing it out with the New Yorkers. Yeah.
Totally.
Will you walk us through a day in your life right now in Harnett County?
Yes. I was thinking about this today because, first of all, I'm really happy to be driving again. My mom inherited my grandfather's truck when he died. And so, like, when I get bored, I go and drive the truck around with the windows down. And I go to McDonald's a lot to get, like, a Diet Dr. Pepper. It's, like, what I just... I'm just going to go get a soda because that's, like, what's exciting now. And whereas... And I was thinking about the dichotomy of me in New York and me here. And, like, in New York, I would have gotten ready and, like, you know, made sure that I... Is it raining that day? Do I need an umbrella? Pack up my backpack? Am I wearing the right shoes? Do I have a coat? Like, you know, all these things you have to think about. And here I'm like, well, I'm wearing the same blue jean shorts that I've worn for the past week and not wearing any shoes. And I've also been wearing this, like, hat for several days and no bra, no makeup. When I get off at night because I work from home, I'm like, well, do I pour a glass of wine? Do I masturbate? Do I smoke a cigarette? Like, I don't know. What do I do? Whereas in New York, I'd be like, okay, which happy hour am I going to go to? Like, I wonder what my roommate's doing. Let's go out. Like, let's see what's going on. Like, is there any free concerts going on? It's just completely, completely different. So there's a motorcycle driving down the road right now.
That's amazing. No, the thing I've been thinking about the most is, like, I am not going to go back to wearing bras after this. Like, that is going to feel like a crime.
For real.
No, I barely wore one anyways, but definitely not now.
I put one on yesterday just because I felt like I wanted to get dressed, but I didn't feel like getting dressed in any other way. So I was like, I'm going to put on a bra. And halfway through the day, I was like, this was the wrong choice. This is the wrong version of this choice.
Well, I'm curious about, so last time we had you on, we were talking a lot about money and how much you have, like, hustled your whole life, and what it was like to kind of hustle a lot and experience what your dad did. How did moving to New York change how you think about money?
I don't know. You know, New York is definitely a hustle in itself, and part of me just feels like I was built for it. It wasn't a huge shock being there, I think partly because I knew my roommate first, but there was definitely a lot of, like, me texting my brother and sister, like, hey, can you Venmo me, like, $50? Like, I'm broke right now, and I need my Metro card. And I've learned a lot about budgeting since I've been there, and about cooking. Like, I worked in restaurants for so long that I was so used to just, like, pushing a button. I would get off at 10, like, okay, I'll have the salad and chicken on it or whatever. And I've just had to learn how to, like, cook and meal plan, which I realize at 28, I'm sure a lot of people are like, duh, bitch, like, get it together. But it, you know, I've gotten really, really good at making salads and quesadillas. And honestly, I'm really proud of that. My roommate was always like, Crosby, back at it with the quesadillas. I'm like, it's a different kind of meat this time. So, but yeah, I guess, you know, it's a hustle in New York, but to speak to the money thing, I don't know. That's always evolving for me, how I spend it, how I manage it. New York has definitely taught me that your money can go out the window so fast, like just doing simple shit. So I've had to be very disciplined.
How would you say, like, where are you with anxiety or sadness or any other type of emotion as it relates to COVID? Like, how has this unprecedented period that we're in right now, what kind of questions does it have you asking, and what kind of feelings does it have you feeling right now?
Yeah, that's a good question. As someone who really, really, really loves to be informed, and as a avid podcast listener, and, you know, someone who just, I constantly, especially on the subway, like, I'm just constantly listening to information and reading. It's been challenging to have to, like, limit my consumption of the news because it's terrifying. And as someone as well who I worked in food and beverage for so long, that is a community that is still very close to me. And most of my friends are still in food and beverage. My sister, jobless. And so, you know, instead of going to one of my favorite restaurants right around the corner from me in Brooklyn, you know, I'll just once a week, like, send some money on the GoFundMe or, but in terms of anxiety, like I said, I've had to limit my consumption of news. I remember last week, last Thursday night, I listened to too much. I read too much. I listened to too much. And I know this because anxiety, I have anxiety, but it doesn't quote unquote slap like it does with other people. Like it's not debilitating for me. And typically, but I woke up at like 4 a.m. last Thursday night and could not get back to sleep and ended up vomiting. And it was just so weird. I was like, you know, do I need food? You know, the normal things you go through. Do I need water? Do I need food? Like, did I drink too much wine? Like, what's up? But yeah, I was just like, it's definitely anxiety. And I listened to too much yesterday. I fell asleep listening to like a COVID episode. I just had been consuming too much news. So it's been interesting to have to limit that as someone who
I feel that.
Yeah. Who's like addicted to it. I love knowing things and listening and reading. So
agree. I put a poll up on my Instagram yesterday. Like, should I be listening to The Daily? Should I not? Because I've probably not for the last, I don't know, 5 episodes. Because the last couple of mornings that I've started my day with a lot of news, it has thrown me for the whole day. My mood has been affected the whole day. And I feel like maybe part of that, I guess my general takeaway is that I feel like if it needs to find me right now, it will find me. So I did that poll on my Instagram yesterday, who's listening to The Daily, and like 66% of people said don't listen right now.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
That's so funny, because as someone who works in news, I was talking to John, my partner, about this. Like, I have kind of a weird reaction when people say, like, I just can't listen to the news right now. For some reason, it, like, really bothers me.
Yeah.
And I understand that. Yeah.
But it's, like, I think it's because, I don't know, I feel of two minds. Because sometimes I'm like, well, yeah, like, it's kind of messed up how desensitized I can get. And that, like, I can consume all of this and not feel that much. So I imagine if I, like, really felt it all, then I would have to set limits. But then it's kind of feels like, well, people are suffering so much, like, isn't it our human responsibility to, like, at least, like, bear witness to that suffering? But I don't know, it's like I feel pulled in both directions, because I get, like, if it's so debilitating you can't, like, do the thing that you're doing to serve society, then, like, yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, I feel it calling. Like, yesterday I pulled up, like, my browser, and I was like, I felt the news calling my name, and I was like, it's 11 o'clock.
Oh, God.
Don't do it right now. Don't do it. Do it tomorrow at lunch, which is what I did.
Yeah, not before bed.
Okay, so Crosby, what's getting you through right now?
Honestly, the country is really getting me through. While, obviously, I really enjoy my anonymity and freedom in New York, it does feel good to be home with family, even though we fight. You know, my sister's like, are you wearing my bra again? You know, like, really petty. Like, she came to me the other day and was like, I took a bath, and she was like, can you please get those hairs out of the tub for me? Thanks. I was like, you are so petty. I'm not going to cuss you out right now. I'm just going to move on. But honestly, nature is getting me through. I've spent so much time outside, and I was telling Anita, like, I've taken calls outside. My laptop has a little pollen on it. But, you know, I've been reading a lot. You know, this weekend I read a whole book, and I haven't done that since last summer on the beach. And I also watched, there's this plant with flowers on it, and I watched this bee, like, visit every single flower on the plant for, like, 30 minutes. And that's just something that I probably haven't looked at in a long, long time.
Ever, in my case.
Yeah.
I'm right there with you. Last night I was sitting on my deck with Ben, and he was like, because we probably spent 20 hours on that deck in the last 5 days, just sitting looking out at the leaves. And he said, I've never watched trees grow before, but I think I've watched these leaves get bigger every single day.
Yes.
Yeah, I feel the same way. My, like, where I'm set up right now, which is where I work, I see our backyard, and I've been, like, every day there's, like, a new colorful bird. And I'm like, I didn't know all these birds were, like, in my backyard. Like, yeah. That part has been really nice. Like, and have you guys noticed how much bluer the sky is because there are no planes?
It's gorgeous.
It's out of control.
I didn't make that connection between the planes, but that's really interesting. I've been seeing a lot online about you can see the Himalayas in India now because there's no pollution. So thank God we're having such a beautiful spring in North Carolina.
I know. If it weren't for that.
As I'm talking about what's been getting me through, I just want y'all to know my cousin just pulled up and yelled, "Crosby!" And I was like, "What?" My cousin Candace, and she just left a book on the bench for me.
What book did you read this weekend?
I read Little Weirds by Jenny Slate.
We both loved that. Oh, it's so good.
Sandra recommended it to me. Yeah, I loved it.
That's like a perfect read right now, too.
Such a delight.
Yeah, it was lovely. I read it in one day. I think I started on like a late Friday night and finished on a Saturday.
That book was a reminder at how you can use words however you want to. You don't have to write linearly or beginning, middle, end. You can use words however you want to, and you can use your imagination however you want to.
Yeah, I love that about like memoirs and essays.
Anita, do you have any more questions?
Oh man. I guess, like, what is your, as you look forward to kind of, like, moving through this time and going back to New York, do you feel like there's anything you hope to get out of this period in terms of new perspective or a new approach to anything? Like, have you had a moment to reflect on your life in New York because you've been away from it?
Yeah. I think I feel very... I just keep going back to this thought of like how privileged I am to like still pay my rent in New York. And though I work at a small startup and we took a pay cut in lieu of layoffs, the whole company took a pay cut. And while that does worry me, I'm still, you know, just reminding myself like you're breathing, you have your health, you have your family and a community and a cousin who just dropped a book off at your door. And so I'm just constantly reminded of my privilege. And I think I'm just trying to stay grateful. And I don't know. I don't have any big goals of like, I want to learn Spanish or I want to paint every day or write a poem or something. I don't have any goals like that. I've just been trying to soak up the sun and the quiet. Just be grateful. I think gratitude is a beautiful thing. And yeah, I feel very privileged to be able to pay my rent in New York and to talk to my roommate last night who's like, "I miss you, I love you." And she's turned my room into her workspace, which is nice. So it makes sense why, because her and my other roommate are working from home. So I don't know. I know I'm rambling right now, but yeah, I continue to go back to this like, you're so privileged. Like, whatever, when the pay cut came, I was like, shit, like, that fucking sucks. But it's just like, you're still privileged. Like, you still have your health. You've got a space, a family that loves you. Your mom just made chicken salad. Everything's okay. So, just kind of like trying to center myself in that. Like, you're breathing, you're healthy, you're lucky.
Well, we are grateful for you.
I'm grateful for y'all. It's so good to see you, but
yes.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for coming on. We love you so much. And I can say this because I've known you for a long time, but I'm so proud of you. And I'm glad that you're not in New York right now. I know it must be wild what you're going through.
You know what? I'm just going to come back with like just a thicker accent than I had when I was already there.
Hell yeah.
Somebody asked me in New York if I was Aussie, like, several times. They're like, "Are you from Australia?" I'm like, "No, I'm just country."
That's amazing.
So it's going to be worse when I get back. Well, I'm grateful for y'all, and I'm proud of both of you. Like, so proud for all the accomplishments that I've kept up with since you had me on. And just proud of this project. I love She and Her. I think y'all are doing, as they say, the Lord's work.
Thank you, Crosby.
Thanks, y'all.
Talk to you soon. Bye.
That's our show today, y'all. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll be back soon with another COVID-19 conversation soon. Take care.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.